We had a Zoom with all the NFL executives in the offseason, kind of getting us ready for the regular season. And I was told that the schedule makers particularly brought up NFL Red Zone this year and said, we cannot have any two-game late windows. So if you look through the schedule, which I've got it not memorized, but I've got it right in front of me, the lowest number we'll have in the late window is three. There are many weeks that have four games or five games in the late window. They did us a solid two-game late window for Red Zone purposes is death.
Scott Hansen of Red Zone.
Let's go. That's huge.
That is...
As a frequent Red Zone flyer. The 4 o'clock window when there's the one game everybody's watching, and then, hey, I'm watching Red Zone. What do I get for that?
Raiders, Chargers.
All right, I get to watch the Broncos a little bit more than everybody else. Sweet.
Yeah, I like that news. As a good Sunday Ticket subscriber, I did re-up for Sunday Ticket this year, and one of the things that sold me was the quad box where you can pick the games and put them where you want them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon window, the quad box, sometimes you'd only have two games or three games to fill. So, all right, good.
Well, if you want the quad box for the 4 o'clock window in week one, you will only have four games.
That's fine.
Your four games will be Raiders at Chargers.
All right, let me rank them in my interest. Okay, go ahead.
Raiders at Chargers. Broncos at Seahawks.
All right, I'm more interested in Raiders, Chargers.
Cowboys at Browns.
That's number one.
That's the Brady game.
It is.
And then Commanders at Buccaneers.
All right.
Is Cowboys, Browns number one?
It is number one, yeah.
That's a pretty good game. It's two playoff teams from last year. It's Brady's first game. Although, how much will you hear Brady, I guess, if you're watching Red Zone?
If you're watching Quad Box or Red Zone, not that much.
Well, if you're doing Quad Box, though, you pick which game is the audio,
right? That's right, that's right.
So you could listen to Brady while watching all four games.
That's great though that they made a point to say, hey, we have a lot invested. We have a Red Zone. Can we have more games in the afternoon? And the NFL, you know, helping diversify that a little bit, because sometimes the 1 o'clock window you'd have seven games,
right,
and two in the afternoon,
right.
All right, I'm into that. Good.
Shouldn't the week one be this week? We need a whole week in
you
between.
You want week one to be Labor Day, basically. Labor Day weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, if they go to 18 games, isn't this the opener? Don't they move it up? They can't move deeper into February, can they?
They actually should move deeper into February because I think they need to line it up. I think if it were me, I would line it up so that the Super Bowl was the day before President's Day. Everyone's off the next day.
Yeah, okay.
Go to Labor Day to President's Day. There you go.
But if I'm looking at...
Oh, wait, no, I don't need Labor Day. No, yeah, I would need it because I would be adding a week of football and I'd be adding a bye week. So I need to add two weeks of football,
one
which
each
means
way.
I'm gonna expand on one end and get me to President's Day. I'm going to expand on the other end to have me... So week one...
Is now.
And Labor Day is Monday. And then the Super Bowl ends and everyone's off the next day.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but more people.
No, we would work.
We would work.
But that's fine.
If you work at a bank, you'd be off, though.
That's right. Okay. I guess there's not really much controversy there because we just discovered we move it one week in each direction.
Yes. Although, I guess for my sake here, like what's my problem here is that I've got a week in between the preseason and the regular season with no football. And I guess they'd be eliminating a preseason game.
Right. You'd still have that
So week. I'd still have that week. It just would have been last week.
The thing I thought of initially was... Where do I want another game? All right, we've added two weeks, so one in each direction. This point is moot. But if we were expanding 1 week, I want one more week when it's nice out, as opposed to another week of...
You could do that if you want.
...of blizzards and 26 below, which doesn't have to be a huge problem for the NFL. But, I mean, the Bills just had a playoff game moved because of weather by a day. And in Kansas City, there were calls for player safety, and they should cancel the game, blah, blah, blah. Who knows
There were fans from that game that lost, like fingers. Like,
right.
Like, yeah, it was
you
bad.
You wonder if the NFL, given the choice, wants... Right, I guess the question would be, would you instead move the regular season up two full weeks?
Do you want... Right, so you want the season to start in August?
August.
You could do that. You could say, scrap my President's Day idea and just you start the regular season in August.
I mean, we love football. Are we going to be upset about that? Who's upset? College football? It doesn't get its little runway to get us started, or is college football just follow suit and move up earlier?
Football all year round. Everything gets out of the way for the NFL.
That's right.
Everything gets. If the NFL wants it, the NFL will take it. The NFL's playing a Friday game next week. Didn't forever they say they would never play Friday games because of high school football? I guess it's in Brazil, so they're not. They're maybe looking for a workaround here, but like there they are. They're playing a Friday game in 9 days. So everything would get out of the way for them, I think. If they wanted to play in the middle of August, it'd be a little warmer, but yeah, I bet there would be some fans that would prefer that. Prefer that to my President's Day idea of, hey, give me one or even two extra warm weather games. Because that's what you would be getting.
Yeah.
The weather you had for Bills and Panthers on Saturday, or even Bills Bears in week one, like it would be similar enough. Like those are two good weather games, right?
Usually, if they're not too hot.
Yeah, so again, there's a benefit to that too.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe with you here on WGR. 8 days from the start of the season, we will see Chiefs and Ravens to open up. Last year was Chiefs and Lions, and that did end up being...
It was a good game.
It was a good game, and it showed us two teams that were worthy. You know, the Lions in that spot, it was a little bit of, okay, this team is definitely on the rise, but do they deserve opening night? And they went to the NFC Championship game and should have won it, probably.
They kind of went out on a limb putting the Lions in that game, and the Lions answered the bell.
They did.
And that game, I mean, they win the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Kadarius Toney game, right?
What did he do in that game?
He had two drops that were both interceptions,
yeah.
And one of which I think went back for a pick six.
That's right.
Brian, where like the ball, the second one to the ball, the pick six is like he is uncovered. It's just right to him, and he tips the ball up in the air, and it's back the other way.
The Bills had one of those. Micah Hyde had a pick six where Tyreek Hill had hit his hands, and he took it back for a pick six.
Okay.
And the game they win at Arrowhead where they blow out the Chiefs.
Okay.
A couple years back.
That was a good one last year. The Chiefs. Get me out of the Chiefs in the opening game every single year. That's another thing about them winning the Super Bowl that I guess can get tiring is they've got to open every season because they win the Super Bowls.
Which team should we have our eyes on the most?
In week one or in general?
In general, if you are a Bills fan watching the league, we started this conversation talking like red zone. You are a Bills fan watching the league this year, and you get to watch one other team. Who is the team you would be focusing on the most? I'm not sure. I don't necessarily want to ask like who you want to watch, because that just might be, I want to watch the Bears. They might be interesting.
Right.
But who should the Bills have their eyes on the most right now?
Right. One eye on your own game, one eye on blank.
Is it the Jets?
The Jets. That's my answer. It's absolutely the Jets. The variance with the Jets is more... I feel like maybe there's some variance here. I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what the Dolphins are going to be this year. I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what the Chiefs are going to be, what the Ravens are going to be. I think the variance of what the Jets can be is wild.
Well, if we were looking at this like a horse race, you would have had the Bills for many years right behind the Chiefs, right? Like, hey, they're right there. We're stalking the Chiefs. We're right there.
Yeah.
And now this year, it might feel a little bit more of, okay, I don't want to say we've dropped back, but there's another team that might feel closer. And this was probably true last year, and then four plays into the season, it ended.
Yes. Yep.
Because the Jets were supposed to be this last year. And Rodgers gets hurt, and the Jets win that game. But at no point did... Come on, please. You would have traded a Rodgers out for the year for the Jets beating the Bills in week one and felt pretty good about how you were going to finish against the Jets, and that was
right.
Fine.
Right. Did a Jet fan feel good that next day?
No. I thought their season was over.
Yeah.
Even though they won a game in overtime against the Bills.
It was over.
Yes.
That ended up being true, by the way.
It was very much over.
Yeah, week one did not lie to them. Week one was over. Yeah, no, it's them, though, because and it is part of it is, I guess, a little bit of, like, they are interesting because it's new. But I do want to see how does it work? How does it work? Are they going to be... All the talk of, like, are the Bills going to run the ball more? And the Dolphins were a team that ran the ball more last year. Are the Jets going to just be this air raid offense when they show up? Are they going to play to protect their quarterback's health? That's something that the Bengals have done in past years with Burrow, was he was coming off major injury, so what did they do? We're going to run the ball all the time to keep a little bit off his plate. And maybe that's a point about the Jets, too, is can they unleash everything they might want to right away at the start of the year and even in the first half of the year? Or will they play a little more timid and a little more run heavy, a little more old school because they don't want to expose their 40-year-old quarterback off an Achilles injury as much as the Bills would with Allen or the Chiefs would with Mahomes?
There's been the occasional camp highlight or preseason. He didn't play in the preseason, which is why maybe we don't see this. There's been the occasional camp highlight of Rodgers where people watch him run and think he does not look like he can run full speed.
Yeah.
Like he's not fully ready.
There was a video of him in minicamp where after a play, he sat down and looked at his ankle and then had a trainer look at it. He went back out. But
their roster build is very much like you just pointed out, like it is more air raid. They've got good to great receivers around Rodgers. They don't really feature the tight end at all.
No.
Their number one tight end last year is Tyler Conklin. He didn't score a touchdown.
Right.
He had a bunch of catches, but didn't score a touchdown. Can you tell I have him on my fantasy team and clicked on his name yesterday?
How do you know that?
I clicked on his name yesterday.
He had 61 catches.
But no touchdowns. Yeah. So it's not a team that exactly funnel. And again, 61 catches, not with Rodgers. So we'll see how that changes for him. But Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and Malachi Corley, is that their top three?
Yep.
That's pretty good. If Mike Williams stays healthy, that's really good. Anything with Garrett Wilson is, of course, going to be really good.
And I don't know if this could have been this could have just been their quarterbacks were so bad last year that the running back was going to get funneled this way, but Breece Hall had 95 targets last year. Again, you probably don't want your running back with a quarterback like that ever getting 95 targets, but he's very good in the pass game.
Yeah, he's...
So they got weapons. Their weapons are better than the Bills are. But are they going to use them that way? And is their line going to hold up to play that way? Like, I it's part of why my eye will be on them, because if they're right, I think that's your team. That is your team that you got to watch, that you've got to be worried about. But I'm just very, very skeptical that it's all going to come together for them with a 40-year-old.
Other answers? Who you should keep your eye on? Houston?
Whether the Bengals are just right back to form.
Houston, Bengals, Chiefs.
Yeah, the Texans. Are the Texans going to be this juggernaut that looks unstoppable throughout the regular season? Of course, we always have an eye on the Chiefs. And if they
maybe
look,
not
and,
though.
Are we at a point now where the regular season for them
doesn't matter
at all?
Right. I've been living for years about finally get Mahomes on the road.
Okay, so
and it happened, and he still won every single game he played on the road.
Thinking of the Chiefs, you know, my eye will be on them is the Chargers. Can you push them
at all?
Ever? Please? Jim Harbaugh, come on. Somebody, do it.
Are you positive the Chargers are the best team to push them? Is it not? Are the Broncos any chance here? If Bo Nix is just instantly good, for a moment consider that Bo Nix could show up and be, I don't want to say CJ Stroud, but CJ Stroud is not supposed to just show up and be good. And Bo Nix had a good preseason. I'm not falling in the Kenny Pickett trap.
Uh-huh.
Just simply pointing out that guy won that job. Would it be crazy for them to be better than the Chargers?
It might be a lot. It might be a lot, especially to an extent. Like, could they be better than the Chargers? That might not be crazy, because I think the Chargers could be a very mediocre team, and could the Broncos just edge out another mediocre team? Like, that's not nuts. But could the Broncos be good enough to be better than the Chargers while also pushing the Chiefs? I don't know. I feel like it's a stretch. I know he looked good in the preseason, but isn't Bo Nix one of these guys where, like, hey, the tools are kind of limited?
Maybe.
A little bit. So, and what are they around him right now? They released Tim Patrick.
Cortland Sutton, Troy Franklin.
Okay, Josh Reynolds, Marvin Mims. That's their room there. The defense isn't terrible. I mean, Peyton is, I don't know what to do with Peyton on this front. Like, he actually got Wilson to put up some good numbers last year.
Yeah, the Wilson resurrection kind of did happen.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it did. They also beat some good teams. They beat the Bills. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Packers last year. I don't know though. It's still. I think the Chiefs are probably gonna. I'm hoping the Chargers can do it. I guess there's an outside shot that it could be Denver. I don't think at all it could be the Raiders. But I'm expecting the Chiefs to just kind of cruise their division again. I feel like they could sleepwalk to it, which kind of that stinks. Nobody pushes them.
Yeah. 803-0550. Joe Marino coming up in 10 minutes. One big thing from yesterday that shook the fantasy football community.
Yes.
Kyren Williams will return punts.
Uh-huh. Also shook the Scott Fishbowl landscape, if you're familiar with that tournament, because
what percentage of people are just routinely familiar with that?
Probably like
1%?
70%. No, I'm just kidding. 20%.
20% of people know what the Scott Fishbowl fantasy world is.
All right, the Scott Fishbowl is like Fantasy Cares. It's this big national tournament that all the big fantasy people are in, and all the proceeds. There's no big prize. All the money goes to like toys for kids at Christmas that can't get them. So that tournament that everybody's in counted for return yardage. So returners went high. Nobody picked Kyren Williams thinking he was going to be the Rams returner.
Okay, so it flipped things in the opposite direction.
In that league, it went the opposite direction. Okay. Every other fantasy league right now...
If you have Kyren Williams, you should be afraid.
Aren't you in panic mode right now?
Because last year, he was a stud. He was burst on the scene. He ate all the time. They gave him the ball all the time.
Yeah.
And now it feels like Blake Corum is going to be that guy.
I was going to say, you could also be a guy like me that drafted Blake Corum on Saturday and be very excited at the prospect that he's going to be their starting running back.
There are two pieces of running back news out of California-based teams. The other one is Elijah Mitchell on season-ending IR for the Niners.
Yes.
And Jordan Mason. If you'd spent the last week or so picking up Jordan Mason, who is Christian McCaffrey's backup, you're feeling pretty good.
Yep. A.J. Dillon also went on season-ending IR.
Yeah.
The other guy there, though, there's a third-round rookie, Marshawn Lloyd, but he's also hurt, so I don't know if he'll take advantage of it. But Williams is the big one from yesterday because
returning punts.
He had 300 opportunities last year.
What's he going to get this year now? 150? Ooh. Half that? I mean, returning punts doesn't mean you're not a running back anymore.
Right.
Khalil Shakir returned punts for the Bills last year. He'll get featured. Big part of their offense.
Well, are the Bills kind of alone on this? The Bills are a team, not even alone, but just the Bills are a team where they don't like to put that on other starters, right? Like they don't want their punt returner or their kick returner doing all these other things. But not every team is like that. The Dolphins have Tyreek Hill return punts or kicks a lot. And do they take anything off his plate when he does that?
So
no.
Why isn't Sean McVay just doing that?
That's what I'm wondering. Like maybe McVay is thinking he's going to be my punt returner, and what do you mean he's going to get less? He's not going to get less carries.
Maybe he's just the best.
I'm going to put him out there as often as I do all the time. He's going to return. He's going to return three punts a game, and
if that.
The two of them are going to be fair catches. What do I care if he's the punt returner?
Right.
I wonder if that's how he thinks about it. Again, the Bills I feel like don't treat punt returner that way, but maybe McVay is like, well, it's not that big a deal. I guess the Bills too though. Like, Micah Hyde was their punt returner for a time. Mm-hmm. And did he play less snaps on defense when he was the punt returner?
No. But he never had how long did he have the job? Didn't Micah Hyde go in when somebody was hurt or unavailable?
Didn't he have it for like a month, maybe?
Maybe.
At one point?
Which is pressed into, we need you to do this because Isaiah McKenzie dropped a couple. Or fumbled one.
I think that's how that happened.
McKenzie was occasionally their kick and punt guy, and... It never felt like that diminished his role in the offense. His role in the offense was somewhat diminished to begin with.
Right, right.
So we'll see. The one thing about punt return versus kick return, we still don't really know how all these teams are going to feature their kick return. And here are the Bills making a trade for a kick returner.
Yeah.
Does this guy get the job day one? It is really wild to think about training camp and reps and all this. And you've got, you know, how important is training camp? How important is the preceason in training camp when CeeDee Lamb cannot participate at all and show up and they're like, he'll be fine. And then you can trade for a guy that's never played a snap for you. Like, this guy's our number one kick returner now. Like, you know, you still have a week and a half to get guys in.
Maybe Mike White is probably going to be their backup quarterback week one.
Yeah. You can miss all of camp.
Are we that worried about it?
I guess.
You guess? You are?
No, I'm saying, okay. I guess don't be worried about any of it.
Okay.
Guys miss all of camp and they're fine.
Should we extend the preseason pledge to the training camp pledge?
We might.
Training camp doesn't really...
We should play them.
It matters for the starters, and they're practicing their plays, and they're getting stuff installed, right?
You should play the clip of McDermott talking about Tyrell Shavers being so consistent and raving about Tyrell Shavers like he didn't make the team. Practice squad, I guess.
Yeah. Justin, by the way, tweets and asking about Mike White and whether he's just on the team as intel for the Dolphins in week two anyway. In that context, training camp does matter because now I've hired a spy, basically after the fact, to find out everything that happened in Dolphins training camp and what all the secrecy, by the way, of, oh, we can't tell anybody what's going on in our training camps. And then you cut a guy and, like, the team that you were trying to prevent from getting the information, just, oh, yeah, we're just going to get a guy that was in every meeting the whole time.
One thing about the Dolphins and the Bills matchup, that's week two, Thursday night football. I just want to put this out there, and we'll revisit it when the time comes. The Dolphins use an endless amount of motion, right? It's a complicated offense to try and cover.
Yeah.
For a Bills defense that's lost a lot of its chief communicators, Poyer, Hyde, Milano, just that's a big challenge to undertake, to not get crossed up on who's where, who's doing what, how we cover this.
Right.
They present a lot of problems.
Because that team will... They'll burn,
emotion
they'll
you
burn
to death
you
and
it.
One false step. It's one thing the Bills have, you know, say what you will about Hyde and Poyer, and you thought they lost a step, but in the regular season, Tyreek Hill never got loose against them.
No. Nope.
And Jaylen Waddle did a couple times.
He did one time when it was Hamlin and Jaquan Johnson.
He also got
there.
Loose for a touchdown here in Buffalo.
Okay.
Waddle did.
You know, real quick, like that Dolphins matchup week two, do you know who got loose against them last year? It kind of got forgotten because it was within a blowout, but Achane got loose on them. In both games, he had big runs.
And they abandoned the run.
Against the Bills. But right, they weren't running the ball because they were down by 30.
Yeah.
But that dude got loose on the Bills last year.
803-0550. On the 53-man roster, Joe Marino, Lockdown Bills podcast, joins us next. We get his thoughts on where the Bills landed, the trade for the kick returner, the story at receiver, only fielding five as of right now, and, of course, Joe Andreessen as well. It's all coming up. Sal at 8, Joe Marino next.